What's going on, guys? This is your boy John the Liquidator coming back with another video, and I'm here to tell you Cheryl Swoops has come out of hiding. Guys, for this one here, we got to go all the way up to Indy. Let's get it. Let's go. Yes, you heard me correctly, guys. That is Cheryl Swoops has officially come out of hiding, man. Everybody has been wondering where Cheryl Swoops has been at during this whole free agency time. We know that Indiana Fever has rebuilt their whole entire roster. And I'm here to tell you, dog, it's looking very, very marvelous for this basketball team. We know Caitlin Clark is the topic of discussion. Nike pulling out not one but two commercials of Caitlin Clark. And I'm telling you right now, it is definitely a great time to be a Caitlin Clark fan. Now, we know Caitlin Clark has been going through hurdles with Nike. I've been tracking it every step of the way. Just like today, they have had to redo the commercial, do the voiceover, expose that. Well, I'm here to tell you, they just gave Asia Wilson a big-time sneaker event. Now, what's crazy about this whole thing is Cheryl Swoops is there. And she's kind of like the host of this event. And she's like hyping up Asia all the way. Which I don't have a problem with that. You know, that's her opinion. But she make it seem like Nike is doing like just the best thing ever by signing Asia Wilson, and how Asia Wilson is going to be the one to push the brand forward, and how Asia Wilson's shoe is going to be like the top shoe ever. And it's just no mention of Caitlin or any other athletes, which I understand it is an Asia Wilson event, but you still got to pay homage to the roster that's on Nike, just like Nike did when they did the damn commercial. At least they tried to the first time, not the second time, because they had to go back in the thing and redo it. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know, man. We finna react to this thing, because y'all ain't going to get what I'm saying until I play it. Now, I'm finna play this thing. It's about 5-6 minutes long, and we just going to react to it right here on the channel, dog. But this thing just happened. This is breaking news hot off the press. Y'all know me, man. Your boy John Liquidator to be on patrol when it comes to the news, man. But let's check it out right now. This is hot off the press. Let's boom, boom. And I'm done talking. We'll just react to it as we go.
So y'all can record this. You cannot record it. But the biggest thing I want everybody to hear me say right now, it's about fucking time.
Yeah.
You can bleep that if you want. But it is. I feel so lucky to be a part of the Nike basketball family for more than 30 years now. And I love to see how the brand continues to champion women's basketball and athletes who play it. I didn't text Asia. I didn't call Asia. I'm talking like you're not here right now. When the announcement came out, and just a couple of weeks ago, because I didn't have the words. This moment today is not just about Asia Wilson. This moment today is not just about what Cheryl Swoops did. This moment is so much bigger than the two of us. And I was talking to John a few minutes ago, and I said, back in 1997, when I got my first signature shoe, Nike didn't even have a women's sports marketing department. And look where we are today.
Facts.
This moment right now for me fills my heart, it fills my soul, it fills my spirit. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that Nike finally got it. They got it in 97 because they did something that no one else dared to do. They've always been the brand, the company that thinks outside of the box. And I always say somebody had to be the first. And I was blessed enough and lucky enough that I got to be the first. And here we are, almost 30 years later, to have another black woman.
Up, here we go.
To have.
Here we go. Why? We're just black. Here we go. There it is. It's one of the moments. Damn. Why come she just can't have her shoe? Why we gotta throw race? And you wonder why the W is racist. You wonder why. You wonder why we're here still. The first black woman. Damn. Why do it gotta be about race? Why can't she just can't get her shoe? Now, this is one of the instances. Let's get back to the footage, man. It's crazy, crazy, crazy right now.
Have her own signature shoe. I don't mind looking at you right now. You're right. That's big. And it's not just for all the black girls out there. It's for every little girl out there that dares to dream. That dares to have hope. That dares to say, I too can have my own shoe. I too can be an Asia Wilson. They don't really want to be Israel suits because I'm all washed up now. But I can still get somebody some look at Asia. But again, this moment will absolutely go down as one of the biggest, most special times in my life. Because this woman standing next to me, I got mad, crazy love and respect for who you are. And I'm gonna keep going.
You're doing so well.
I don't know how many of you saw the So Win Nike commercial during Super Bowl. How about during Super Bowl? We are talking about women, female athletes during the Super Bowl. But listen, Asia Wilson is absolutely the epitome of greatness, of selflessness, of being a bad girl. Shut your mouth. That's what she is. I'm going to read this because I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, this is hard to watch, guys. I can't even lie.
Two Olympic gold medals, and I think it's safe to say with a couple more coming, an NCAA crown, and three WNBA MVP awards. And in my opinion, it will probably be the first to have four. And she's a Nike signature athlete with an incredible shoe collection. Shoe and collection. Let me get that correct. Shoe and collection. I only had a shoe. She has the shoe. She has the collection. And I'm going to let her talk to you all about that in a few minutes. Over the last 2+ years, Asia Wilson truly co-created her new A1 signature basketball shoe and collection to ensure every detail is authentic to her and her community. She works side by side with Nike's team of innovation, product.
All right, guys, I can't watch it anymore. I'm sorry, guys. I can't take it anymore. I can't stomach it. But something I will say is, shout out to AJ Wilson for getting her shoe. I'm not going to be a hater, bro. But something that stood out to me, I must say this, is none other than Sheryl Shoes turning into a race narrative thing. Now, I am a black man, right? I don't want the world to be like people was giving black people handouts because we need to all be equal. In the Constitution, we're all created equal. We don't need to be singling out race, bro. It's 2025. Why is we still singling out race? You know, that's something I will never get. And what's crazy, like, I grew up in the hood. I grew up in the inner city. Like, I grew... Everything a black person did, I went through it. I'm telling you. But I don't want that to justify me as a person. I just want to be John the Liquidator. Not John the Liquidator, the black YouTuber. Just let me be John the Liquidator. And like every other damn YouTuber. Why must everything have to be about race? That's what I don't get. I feel like the race thing is just so played out. Damn, so played out, bro. And yet, time and time again, black folks going back to that narrative, back to that, man. How come we just can't be people of greatness, people of this and that? Why we got to single out race all the time? I don't know, man, but get down in the comment section. Let me know y'all thoughts about this. Keep them bells on because you know what? I'm going to bring you the news. And until next time, dog, shake the haters off. I'm out of here, baby. Peace out.